ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Pei Vav. We learned on the bottom of Pehei Amud Beis that Ula tells us that although with Kiddush Mizbeach alone there's a halacha of Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yardu Lo Yalu, but that's only if there was no Meshilas Ha'er. If the fire didn't start burning the Dovar Pasul yet. But if there was already a Meshilas Ha'er, then the halacha is that even if Yordu is Yalu. And Rashi explains why. Because it became Lachmai Shal Eish. Rashi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom uses a Loshin because it became Lachmai Shal Mizbeach. And the problem is the Biskirov asks, like we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel, that even by regular Kiddush Mizbeach, Ula on Pei Gimel Amud Beis uses a lashon of Emurei Kachim Kalin Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Damon Lo Yerdu Nasu Lachmai Shel Mizbeach Emurei Kachim Kalin that were brought up onto the Mizbeach have a din of Lo Yerdu because they became Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. Rashi's lashon in the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Rashi, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Afilu Dover Pasol Sha'olol HaMizbeach Kidshoi HaMizbeach Le'osoi Slachmoi, and the Bar Tanura's Lashon, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, on the first Mishnah in the Parak, says that it became Lachmoi Shel Mizbeach. So, if by every Kiddush Mizbeach it already became Lachmoi Shel Mizbeach, and yet there's still a halacha of Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yardu Lo Yalu. So what's nitaisif with this, that there's a Meshilas Ha'er that now it became Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, that now there's a halacha that Afilu Im Yardu is Yalu? So the Biskarov had his mahalach, as we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel, that it doesn't really mean that it became already Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, but rather we just mean to touch up what kind of din haktara does the Kiddush Mizbeach give it. It gives it a din haktara of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, a haktara in the emurin themselves rather than a haktara in the carbon. But not that it became Lachmai already. It only becomes Lachmai Shel Mizbeach with the Meshilas Ha'er. However, we can suggest a different mahalach, that really, with Kiddush Mizbeach, it already becomes Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, and that's why it has a din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. And still, with Meshilas Ha'er, which is also a din of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, it can have a din of Afilu Im Yerdu Yalu. We already started discussing this mahalach on Daf Pei Gimel, and over here will be more Mayrach about it. Let's first be Makdim with the Chakira that we spoke about on Daf Pei Gimel and on Daf Pei Hei. The Chakira of the Briskerov and the Chazanish, in this that we say, Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachim Yardu Lo Yalu, by Kiddush Mizbeach. What's the Pshat in that? Is the Pshat that the Kiddush Mizbeach is only there as long as the Dover Pasul is on the Mizbeach, but as soon as it goes off the Mizbeach, then the Kiddush Mizbeach is paka, it's gone? Or no, the Pshat is that the Kiddush Mizbeach really is always there, even after it went off the Mizbeach, just that the Kiddush Mizbeach is only enough le'inyin im olu yerdu. It only gives it enough Kiddush that it should have a din that if it's on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu, and you burn it. But it doesn't give it enough Kiddush le'inyin im yardu yalu. So based on these two tzadim, we can understand the din of Meshilas Ha'er, which also is a Lachmai Shel Mizbeach tikka din, similar to Kiddush Mizbeach. We can understand it in two ways, what Meshilas Ha'er does more than Kiddush Mizbeach. If you learn that the Kiddush Mizbeach is paka once it goes off the Mizbeach, then you can understand that all Meshilas Ha'er does is it keeps the shame Lachmai Shel Mizbeach alive even when it's off the Mizbeach. Because by Kiddush Mizbeach, Avada became Lachmai Shel Mizbeach through Kiddush Mizbeach. Kidshei HaMizbeach Le'osais Lachmai. The Mizbeach is Mekadosh it to make it Lachmai. It became Lachmai already when it's on the Mizbeach. However, that shame Lachmai, if all you had was a Kiddush Mizbeach, that shame Lachmai is Poka once it's off. It's a Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, Avivait, it's on the Mizbeach. As long as it's on the Mizbeach, it's Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. If it went off the Mizbeach, it's Ois Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. What Meshilas Ha'or accomplishes is that since the Meshilas Ha'or already affected, it already did something in the Guf Ha'emurin, it already did something in the Dover Puzzle, so even when it's off the Mizbeach, I still see it as Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, because it's Rishumai Nikar. The Roshim, the effect of the Eish, is still Kontig, is still Nikar on the Guf Ha'emurin, even when it's off the Mizbeach. So it retains its Mekayim, the Shem Lachmai, even when it's off the Mizbeach. So, therefore, even if it's Yardu Yalu, Lefizeh, it's not the pshat that Meshilas Ha'or is Moisif any more Kiddush than the regular Kiddush Mizbeach does. It's the same level of Kiddush exactly like the regular Kiddush Mizbeach. It's just that the regular Kiddush Mizbeach, that Lachmai is Paka with the Yerida Me'ala Mizbeach, but the Meshilas Ha'or is Mekayim, that Shem Lachmai. It keeps the Shem Lachmai alive even when it's off the Mizbeach. So Memela, Im Yardu Yalu. But if you learn like the other Tzad of the Chakira, that really the Kiddush Mizbeach is Kayom even when it's off the Mizbeach, just that it doesn't have enough of a Kiddush, Le'inyin Im Yardu Yalu. So that means that the Shem Lachmai Shel Mizbeach is really still Kayam, even when it's off the Mizbeach, by every Kiddush Mizbeach. And still, it's not enough to give it a din of Im Yardu Yalu. So then, Behechrich, you have to learn that Al Yedei Meshilas Ha'or, it becomes a higher level of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. It becomes a Lachmai Gomor. Now it became Lachmai Shel Eish, like the Lashon of Rashi. It's one level of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, the fact that it's on the Mizbeach. There's a higher level of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach when it becomes Lachmai Gomor, when the Mizbeach started eating up, so to speak, the Emurim themselves. Like Lamashal Lahavdil, if you would have a king that has a food on his table, so that's his Lachmai. But then you have something that was Mamish on his plate and he started eating it. That's a higher level of Lachmai. So too, there's one level of Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, the fact that it's on the Mizbeach, and then there's a higher level of Lachmai Gomor, where it became Lachmai Shel Eish. The Mizbeach started eating it up already. So then, it became a Lachmai Gomor, like the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid in Ankachim, in Simen Kuf Chav Tes, in Siv Zayin, and Siv Chav Gimel, that when it comes to Kiddush Mizbeach, he says it's Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, and by Meshilas Ha'or, he says it became Lachmai Gomor. And maybe you could be Moisif Hesber that Meshilas Ha'or is Moisif Kiddush in the Dover Pasul. It's Nitoisif in the Kiddusha, in the Kiddush of the Emurim, like Lashon Rashi and Krisus Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Dibra Maslow de Parka, when he's talking about the din of Meshilas Ha'or, he says, because Kadsheyu Mizbeach ba'avoida, the Mizbeach was Mekadosh it with the fact that you did an Avoida in it. There's one level of Kiddush Mizbeach by the Etzem Havaya on the Mizbeach, the fact that it's on the Mizbeach. Not that you did an Avoida in it, the fact that it's on the Mizbeach, that's one level of Kiddush. There's a Tesefes Kiddush with the fact that you started doing an Avoida, you started doing an Avoidas Haktara in the Emurim, that's Maisif Kiddush. More Kiddush makes it more Lachmai. And therefore, not only is there a din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu, but there's even Chal a din of Im Yardu Yalu. And Lefi Zeh, Rav Moshe David Jacobowitz, a Reish Kailal in Montreal, was ma'irer me that this can really be the oimik of the Mishnah Lamelech's Safik in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav Mehilchas Psuliyah Mukdashim, which we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Pei Hei. The Mishnah Lamelech declares, by the Gimel Mi'uti de Rav Yehuda, Nishchata Balaylo, Nishpach Dama, and Yotza Dama, Chutzla Kloim. There's no din of Kiddush Mizbeach, but is there a din of Mishilas Ha'or or not? What's the oimik of the Mishnah Lamelech's Chakira? Lefi what we're saying, it's very geschmack. It's totally in that Chakira of the Biskurov and the Chazanish, how to understand the lumdis of Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu Kachim Yerdu Lo Yalu. If the lumdis is that the Kiddush Mizbeach, the Shem Lachmei Shem Mizbeach, is paka with this, that it went after Mizbeach, so then all Mishilas Ha'or does is not Moisif any Kiddush, and it's not Moisif anything in the Shem Lachmai. It's not a higher Madrega of Lachmai. It's just that it's Mikayim, the Shem Lachmai. It really accomplishes the exact same thing that Kiddush Mizbeach does, the same level of Lachmai. Just that it's Mikayim, the Shem Lachmai. It keeps the Shem Lachmai alive, even when it's off the Mizbeach. Regular Kiddush Mizbeach, okay, it went off, so the Shem Lachmai is Paka. All the Mishilas Ha'or does, it says, no, since Rishumai Nikar Olav, you still see on the Emurim that they had a Mishilas Ha'or. It was Huschelo Ha'avayda Bohen. The Avayda already started in them, so that is not Paka. That doesn't go off, even with this, that it went off the Mizbeach. If so, Mishilas Ha'or is not able to do anything more than Kiddush Mizbeach did. If in Kiddush Mizbeach there's a din that by these Gimel Miyuti Derav Yehuda, there's no halacha of Kiddush Mizbeach, so Mishilas Ha'or is not going to be able to accomplish anything more than Kiddush Mizbeach. So Mishilas Ha'or also will not help on these three things. However, if the pshat is that the Kiddush Mizbeach is really still there, even after it went off the Mizbeach, just that it's not maspik, it's not enough to give it a din of Imyardu Yalu. So then Behechrich Mishilas Ha'or, which makes a din of Imyardu Yalu, is Maisif in the Shem Lachma, it's Maisif in the Kiddush of the Zach. So, and that's why it gives a din of Imyardu Yalu. So then you can say that even though the Gimel Miyuti Derav Yehuda are mufka, are nismait from the din Kiddush Mizbeach, but the din Mishilas Ha'or they could have. Lefi zeh, now that the Mishnah Lamelech is poishit from Taisus on Daf Kuf Chaf, that yes, Mishilas Ha'or does help to raise it at least one madrega, to give it a din of im olu lo yerdu, so that means that Mishilas Ha'or is maisif in the Shem Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. It is maisif in the Kiddush. That would be a pshitus to the Chakira of the Briskerov and the Chazanish in how Kiddush Mizbeach operates. In this that we're saying, Kishem Shem Olu Layerdu Kachem Yardu Layalu, the pshat is that the Kiddush Mizbeach is really still there. The Shem Lachma is really still there even after it goes off the Mizbeach. And yet, it's not Maspik Le'inyin Im Yardu Yalu. And then Mishilas Ha'or, the pshat is behechrit that it is Maisif in the Shem Lachmai, it is Maisif in the Kiddush, and therefore it could help even by the Gimel Miyuti to Rav Yehuda. And we said that the Rav Beryl Soloveitchik brought a raya also from the Shita Mekubetzes on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis and Ois Gimel in the second Teretz, also to that sad in the Chakira. Next Ha'ara. The braisa at the bottom of Pehei Amud Beis says, Tanu Rabbanon v'hikter ha-koyin es ha-koyil ha-mizbecha l'rabbeis ho-atzomois v'hagidim v'karnayim v'atlofayim. Yochel afilu pirshu. So I might think that the halacha is to burn these things on the mizbeach even if they separated from the basar. Talmud loymar v'osisoi loysecha ha-basar v'hadam. It says, no, only basar v'adam. I basar v'adam, yochel yachloitz gidin v'atzomois v'yala basar l'gabe mizbeach. Zokt Rashi, yochel yachloitz mitzvah mutelas olav. I might think that there's a mitzvah for him to take off the gidim va'atzama is from the basar and just be mala the basar by itself. Talmud loymar v'hikter ha'kainas ha'koil. On that, the pasuk says, no, we should burn everything. Ha'keitzad. How do we satisfy these two psukim? Mitzad echad, it says, v'hikter ha'kainas ha'koil. Mitzad sheni, it says, v'asisoy le'secha ha'basar v'hadam. Zok de braisa, mechubarin yalu. If they're attached, you bring them up. Pirshu afilu hein b'reish ha'mizbeach yerdu. That's the braisa. Comes along the Sfas Emes and says that Rashi teached Yochel Yachloitz mitzvah mutalas olav. I would think that there's a mitzvah to take off the gidim va'atzamais from the basar. Oy bazoi, when we say Talmud loymar v'hikter ha'kainas ha'koil, that we say no, burn everything. You don't see that there's a mitzvah to burn the gidim v'atzamais along with the basar. It could just mean that it's mutter. You would think that there's a mitzvah to take it off. No, there's no mitzvah to take it off. You're allowed to leave it on. However, from the Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Vov, Mehilchos Maisak, Rabbanis Halacha Beis, it's mashma that it's not just a heter to burn the gidim v'atzamis that are mechuborin, but rather it's actually usher to take them off. And you have to be makter everything. The Rambam's lashon is that atzamis gidim kanaim v'atlofayim bizman shehein mechuborin maktirin es hakoil, shenemar es hakoil. The Rambam is mashma that it's usher to take them off, and there's a mitzvah. You have to burn them. So in Rashi, it could be that all we're saying is that it's a heter. You're allowed to leave it on. Whereas in the Rambam, it's mevur that it's usher to take them off, and it's a mitzvah to leave them on. Lefi the Rambam, you could learn Yochel Yachloitz means, I might think that you're allowed to take off the gidim v'atzamais, kamash v'lon v'ikter ha'kainas ha'koil. No, it's usher to take them off. You're mechuyev to burn it. The Sfas Emes says that it could be Rashi's maida that the pasuk of v'ikter ha'kainas ha'koil is telling you that it's a mitzvah and that it's usher to take off. Just that Rashi held that in the Hava Amino of Yochel Yachloitz, the Hava Amino was that in order that there should only be basar v'adam left, v'asisay l'secha basar v'adam, you would think that there's a mitzvah to take it off. Talmud loymar no, v'hikter ha'kainas ha'koil fakert. No, you're supposed to burn everything. It's a mitzvah to leave it on and to let everything get burnt. And it could be also the lashon of Yochel Yachloitz. It doesn't say Yochel Yehimutter Lachloitz. Yochel Yachloitz. Could be Rashi held that lashon is mashma that he should be chaylitz. This is what you should do. But it could be that Aliba de Emes, Rashi's Maida to the Rambam, that it's taka a mitzvah to burn the gidim, v'atzomis that are mechubarim, and it's usur to take them off. Next inyan. In the Mishnah, we find that Hatzemer sheberashay kvasim, misar shebizkan tiyoshim, v'hatzomis v'agidim, akarnayim v'atolofayim, bezman shehim mechubarim yalu, shenemar v'hiktar koynes hakoyl, pirshu lo yalu. So the Pashtus Lashon HaMishnah is Mashma, that by Pirshu they have a din of Lo Yalu. But what if you took them up already? It would sound like Imolu Lo Yerdu. Then we have a Braisa that the Gemara brings down at the bottom of Peheo Midbeis, which goes on to Pevava Mid Aleph, that says that Pirshu Afilu Hein Breisham is Beach Yerdu. So here we have a mandarma that says that if it's pirshu, even if they're bereisha mizbech, you take them down. And then the Gemara brings mantano deshamet le domar pirshu yerdu rebihi. The Tanya, now the Gemara brings a braisa that says v'hikter ha'koynes ha'koyl ha'mizbecha ol rabbi so atzomis v'agidim ha'karnayim batlofayim afilu pirshu. That's coming to be marbe, these things that even if they're pirshu, you still burn them. What do you do with v'asisay le'secha basar v'adam? According to that mandom, it's coming to teach you ikule oila atomachzer v'i atomachzer ikule gidim va'atzomis. There's only a halacha of a hadure poikin to put back something which flew off the mizbeach, it exploded off the mizbeach from the heat of the esh. So if it's the basar of the oila, you put it back. But if it's gidim ba'atzamais, you don't put it back. There's no din of adurei poikin on gidim ba'atzamais. And Rebbe says, no, how do you answer the stira between v'hikter ha'koynes ha'koyla mizbecha, which is a riboy, and the pasuk of asisa yilesecha ha'basar adam, which is a mute, ha'ketzad mechubarin yalu pirshu afeinu hein b'reish ha'mizbeach yerdu. So kipshutai, when you see the Mishnah with all the shittas brought down in the Gemara, it would seem like there's three shittas over here. The Mishnah said that pirshu lo yalu, which sounds like, but im olu lo yerdu. And then in the Gemara, we have the Tanakhama and the Braisa saying that v'hikter ha'koynes ha'koyla mizbecha tells me that l'rabbi so atzomis v'agidim ha'konayim v'atlafayim afilu pirshu. That tells me that these things have a halacha, that even pirshu kipshutei, that sounds like, even if they're off the mizbeach, they have a din of pirshu yalu, you bring them up. And Rebbe holds that pirshu afilu hein b'reish ha'mizbeach yerdu. So it sounds like there's three shittas over here. But you see in the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis, that they're not nicha to make gimel machloikis bedover. They're not nicha to make three shittas about this. Sai Rashi and Sai Tosis both say that there's only two shittas over here. But Rashi and Tosis have a machloikis what the two shittas are. What is the tan of the Mishnah hold and what the two shittas are? Rashi learns that the Tan of our Mishnah that says Pirshu lo yalu holds that hu adin that imolu yerdu, and the Tan of our Mishnah is Rebbe, and Pirshu lo yalu is lav dafka. The Chafetz Chaim speaks out in Zevach Toida that the only reason why the Mishnah said Pirshu lo yalu is because it's a hemshich of what we just said. We just said that atzom is gidim kanaim tum latolafayim bezman sheim chubarim yalu. So then we feared ice, but pirshu lo yalu. But it doesn't only mean lo yalu, it even means im olu yerdu, and the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe. And the Chachomim, the Tanakama of the Braisa holds, afilu pirshu, that he means even if it's off the Mizbeach, and it's pirshu, they have a din lechatchila to be mal of them on the Mizbeach. Just that Vasisa Elisecha Habasav Adam says that although they have a din lechatchila to be burnt on the Mizbeach, you bring them up onto the Mizbeach, but they're nismayit from the din of Adurei Paikin, which is a chiddush, that even though Mamish has a regular din haktara, just like Basar, even if it's off the Mizbeach, you bring it up onto the Mizbeach to burn it, but still, the Pasuk is teaching me the din Adurei Paikin it doesn't have. That's Rashi Shita. Taisus at the top of Peivava Med Aleph argues on Rashi and says, no, since the Mishnah says lo yalu, it's mashma that im olu lo yerdu. Aye, what do the Rabbanon mean when they say that v'hikter l'rabbois ha'atzomis v'agidim ha'kanayim v'atlofayim afilu pirshu, zaktaisis hainu pirshu v'oidom al gabe ha'mizbeach? That means only if they're pirshu and they're still on the mizbeach, so that's when they have a din haktara. But if they would be off the mizbeach, then there's no halacha that you bring them up l'chatchila onto the mizbeach. So according to Taisus, the Tana of the Mishnah that said pirshu lo yalu is dafka. It means lo yalu, but im olu lo yerdu. And that's like the sheet of the Tanakhama of the Braisa. When the Tanakhama says afilu pirshu, that you bring them up, it only means pirshu v'oidom al gabi ha'mizbeach. It doesn't mean that you're mala them lechatchila. And then Rebbe Shita is that pirshu yerdu. The Tan of our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rebbe. So lechayra, it should come out from Rashi and Taisis, the machloikis, how do we paskin? According to Rashi, the Stam Mishnah holds like Rebbe that pirshu yerdu. However, according to Taisis, the Stam Mishnah holds only pirshu lo yalu. But im olu, if it went up, lo yerdu, you don't take it down. Now, a makar to Rashi Shita, l'chayra, is from the Gemara on Daf Pehe Amid Beis, that says that there are two l'shaynis, where on what ula said his halacha of lo yishanu, elo shaloi mashlo ben ha'or, avol mashlo ben ha'or yalu. Rav Mari masni aresha. Rav Mari says he's going on the resha on psulim that were olu, the yerdu that the Mishnah said on Pei Dalet Omer Aleph, lo yalu, On that, Ula said, Loi shanu, except by Loi Mashlem ben Ha'ar. But if it's not Mashlem ben Ha'ar, is Yalu. But Rav Chanina Misura Masni Aseifa, that it says on the Mishnah, in the Mishnah on Pehe Amid Beis, that Atzame is Gidim Karnaim and Tlafayim is Manchem Chubarin Yalu, Pirshu Lo Yalu. On that, Ula said, Loi shanu, Ela Shalai Mashlem ben Ha'ar, Ava Mashlem ben Ha'ar Yalu. And on that, the Gemara says, "Man de masni aseifa." The man d'omer that says that Ula's going on the seifa kol shkein aresha. U man de masni aresha avol aseifa lav v'nei haktara ninhu. If you say that Ula was going on the resha, he was going on psulin sha'olu v'yerdu, then we would say, but in the seifa by Atzamais and Gidim, since they're lav b'nei aktara ninu, they're not b'nei aktara, over there Ula would not say that they have a halacha that Meshilas Ha'ar helps, that if they were yerdu, that they should be yalu. So the Gemara is saying that according to the Tan of the Mishnah, Atzamais and Gidim are called lav b'nei aktara. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, that learns that the Tan of the Mishnah holds like Rebbe, that Afilu Im Olu is Yerdu, so they're Lavanei Haktara. They have no Din Haktara whatsoever. Even if they came up on the Mizbeach, they're Yerdu. But according to Taisvis, that holds that the Tan of the Mishnah holds only Pirshu Lo Yalu. But Im Olu Lo Yerdu, so what's the difference between Atzameitz V'Gidim that are called Lavanei Haktara and the Psulim that we said in the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amar Aleph that have a din of Imolu lo yerdu, but im yerdu lo yalu, l'chayra haynu hach. So why are psulim considered more b'nei haktara than atzamei svegidim? So this is Rashi's makar, that the Tan of the Mishnah holds that atzamei svegidim im pirshu, not only are they lo yalu, but they're even yerdu. And that's why they're la b'nei haktara. In the Zevach Toida, the Chafetz Chaim, in Seif Dibur HaMaschav Alocha Kerebi, speaks this out. And the Chayra, it's Mevur like this, in Rashi on Pehei Amid Beis, over there in the Sugya of Ula, in Dibur HaMaschav Pirshu, Rashi says, Pirshu Shecholtzum in Abosol Lefnei Halo'osan, Lo Yalu, V'hu Adin Nami Dim Olu Yerdu, Kid Omer Lekamon Bebrais Alibo Derebi, Umukminon Masnisan Alibay. Why was it necessary for Rashi to speak that out in the Gemara over there? L'chayra, the pshat is because Rashi's coming to explain why are Atzameis V'Gidim less b'nei haktara than psulin she'olu. Zokt Rashi, because psulin she'olu have a din of im olu lo yerdu. Mashein kein. Atzameis V'Gidim, they have a din that afilu im olu yerdu, and that's why they're less b'nei haktara. What can we say, Bidas HaToysis? Toysis holds that Atzameis V'Gidim, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, are only Pirshu Lo Yalu, but Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So Bidas HaToysis, you can say in one of two ways. Because Be'emes, you can clear Bidas HaToysis, what's the halacha if that Atzameis V'Gidim were Pirshu Lemata Min HaMizbeach, and then you brought them up? Do they have a din of im olu la yerdu? Or does Taisus only mean if they were pirshu when they were still on the Mizbeach? But even Taisus is maida that if they were pirshu lemata, then even if you brought them up, they have a din of im olu yerdu. The Shita Mekubetzes on Peivava Med Aleph in Ois Aleph is mevur, like the first tzad, that even if they were pirshu lemata, they have a din of him olu lo yerdu. He says, "Avol masnisen asir krabonon for lo yalu dafka avol im olu afilu achar shepirshu is lo yerdu." So the Shita Mekubetzes clearly holds that Atzameis V'Gidim have a din that im olu lo yerdu, even if they were pirshu lemata. However, from the Loshen HaToysis in Dibra Maschel Man Shamitlei, the Chazanish in Simon Yud Tes, in Sifkotan Mem Aleph is Medayik, that only by Pirshu Va'oidom Al Gabi HaMizbeach Lo Yerdu. Taisis Lashon is, V'hod Ami, Very pirish karabanon dafka. The Re says that our mission is dafka going like the rabbanon, not like Rebbe, not like Rashi. The midiktoni loyalu mashma dim olu loyerdu. V'hoda ami rabbanon v'hikter l'rabbis. V'chulei v'afilu pirshu hainu pirshu v'oidom al gabe hamizbeach. Tosis loshen is that it's talking about pirshu where they were still on the mizbeach. Zokta chazanish. But what would be if they were pirshu lemata? And then you brought them up, then they would have a din of Yerdu. Meaning, if they were Pirshu Lamato and you brought them up when they are already at Sameis Vegidim by themselves, there's no halach of Kiddush Mizbeach on them. The halach is Yerdu. But if you were Mala them when they were Oidam Mechubarim, if they were brought up on the Mizbeach when they were Mechubarim, and they already had a din haktara b'toiras mechubarim, then even if they're pirshu and they're still on the mizbeach, they have a din of lo yerdu. And it's not only the Chazanish that says this, but already the Karen Oira over here on Peivava Medalef and Divar Maschol Pirshu also learns like this b'das hataisus. The Minchas Avram on page Nun Zayin has two tzadim how to understand the lumdis of Taisus according to the Chazanish. One side is that if that Tzomis came up by themselves, it's not Shayach at all, any din Kiddush Mizbeach, because they're Enoi Roi La Mizbeach. But if they were Olu Mechubarim, and the Mechubarim have a din to be brought, so then they have a din of Kiddush Mizbeach, and they're Lo Yerdu. Meaning the din of the Rambam, that there's such a thing as Kiddush Mizbeach on a Dover Kosher. The Rambam Shita, like we saw in the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel, on Daf Pei Hei, the Rambam Shita is that there's a musig of Kiddush Mizbeach even on a Dover Kosher, that it's Lo Yerdu. That's one way how to understand it, but that way wouldn't work with what we were Medayik from Taisus on Pei Gimel on Medbeis, in Dibur HaMaschil, Hava Amina Afilu Mechayim, and also in Dibur HaMaschil Lemutei Mai, that Taisus is Mashma, there's no such thing as Kiddush Mizbeach on Sheirim, only on Psulim. The Minchas Avram has another Mahalach that it's nothing to do with Kiddush Mizbeach, but rather it has to do with the Musig that we said many times of Halah Tchilas Haktara. That since these Atzomers were already brought up in Mechubarim, and it was Niskayim in them, a Halah, which is a Tchilas Haktara b'Mechubarim, so then even if they're Pirshu, the Din Haktara still remains on them, like we learn out from Hikter Akainas Hakoil Vafilu Pirshu. So we can say that it's Nisrab over here, a din haktar on the Atzamais, which were brought up in Mechubar, because they already had a din of Halah Tchilas Haktara. So even if they're Pirshu afterwards, that din haktara still remains on them. The Chazanish brings a raya to his tzad also from Taisus Dibra Maschul Upliga. That Taisus says over there in the Inami that according to the Riz Mahalach that we mentioned from Taisus Dibra Maschul Man, if you have Atzamais that were Pirshu Lamata, if they separated from the Basar after Mizbeach, so then they don't have Me'ila. Now, if you're going to say that even if they're Pirshu Lamata, but if they're going to go up, they have a din of Imalu LaYerdu, so why is there no Me'ila? It's Mevur in the Gemara, in Me'ila, Daf Beis Amid Beis, that something that has a din of Imalu LaYerdu has a din Me'ila. And yet, over here, Taisus says that by Pirshu Lamata, they don't have a din Me'ila. Zokta Chazanish, that's because if they're Pirshu Lamata, then they have a din that even Imalu LaYerdu. That's why they don't have Me'ila. Rabbi Avram Yeshua in the Shir also learned like this tzad of the Chazanish and also brought the same raya from Taisus Dibra Maschul Upliga. So now, getting back to the Gemara Peheo Midbeis that said that there's a difference between Psulin Sha'olu and Atzamis Vegidim, that Psulin Sha'olu are considered B'nai Akhtara, whereas Atzamis Vegidim aren't. And we said, Bishlam Alafi Rashi, that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that at Atzamais that are Pirshu, they're even Yerdu, so that's why they're called La B'nei Akhtara. But according to Taisus, why are they considered not B'nei Akhtara? So, if you say, like the Tzad of the Chazon Ish, and like Rabbi Avraham Yeshua is naming on that, according to Tosfos also, if it's Pirshu Lemata, they have a din of Imalu Yerdu, and it's just that if you were Helon Bimachubar, and they already got a Teras Haktara Bimchubarin, so then even if they're Pirshu on the Mizbeach, they still retain that din Haktara, so then you can hear that they're Lavanei Haktara. Because at some it's Vegidim, Mitzad Atzmon are not Bnei Aktara. Yeah. If they got a Teres Aktara Bimchubarin, then they retain that Din Aktara. But they don't have an Egen Din Aktara whatsoever. Therefore, they're called Lav Bnei Aktara. But if you learn like the Mashmois of the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Aleph, that it's a Din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu, even Pirshu Lamata, have a din of him olu lo yerdu. So then why are they called lavanei haktara? In what way are they different than psulin? Psulin have a din of him olu lo yerdu, and that we're calling them bnei haktara. Atzalmeis v'gidim also have a din of him olu lo yerdu, and they're called lavanei haktara. Rabbi Avraham Yeshua in the shir wanted to say pshat. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, based on the diuk in Rashi, in and that peheimid base dimra maskol koshkein aresha, the Rashi says the basar oila oye murim bnei haktara ninu imloi nifsulu. Rashi says that the reason why psulim are considered bnei haktara is not because of the fact that they have a din haktara now of imolu lo yerdu. It's because if not for the psul, they have a din haktara lechatchila. If so, then we can say that even according to the Shita Mekubetzes' Mahalach, that Atzameis Vegidim have a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu, but they don't have any din Haktara Lechatchila. Masha'enkein, the Psulim had a din Haktara Lechatchila, if not for the Psul. That's what the Gemara means. That the Psulim are B'nei Haktara Ninu. They have a din Haktara Lechatchila Ilmalei the Psul. But Atzameis Vegidim only have a din of Imolu Lo Yerdu, and that's called Lavanei Haktara Ninu, meaning they don't have a din Haktara Lechatchila. May Inyan Le'inyan, Ba'isai Inyan. How does the Rambam paskin B'negeya Atzameis Vegidim? Mitzad Echad, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehilchas Maisa Akrabonis Halacha Bey says, Tsar Shabarosha Kvasim, Tsar Shabiskan Tatyoshim, Bohatsomes Vagidim, Akarnaim Batlofaim, Bisman Shahin Mukhubarin, Maktirin Hakoil, Shenemar as Hakoil, the Impirshu Loyalu, Shenemar Vosisoi Loisecha Bosser Vadom. The Rambam says that if they're Pirshu, they're Loyalu. That sounds like, but what would be him Olu? Sounds like Loyerdu. The Marie Korkis over there in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis says that the Rambam paskins like the Tan of the Mishnah, and he learns like Tosfos that the Tan of our Mishnah only meant lo yalu, but imolu is lo yerdu. Mitzad sheni, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Psulei Hamikdash Malacha Tezayin says ve'elu imolu yerdu kol sheinei roi le'ishim. And he gives a whole list, Misar Kotche Kotchem, Misar Kotchem Kalim, Vitsemer Shabarashe Kvosim, Vitsar, Visar Shabiskan Atioshim, Vohatsomis Vagidim Akarnaim Atalafayim, Mizman Shainon Mechubarim, Im Olu Yerdu. Over here, the Rambam says that if you have Atsomis Vagidim that are not Mechubarim, Im Olu is Yerdu. So Lechayr it's a stira. The Rambam in Hilchas Maisakabonish said in Pirshu Loyalu, Zokdari Korkis, oh, he holds like Tysis that the Tan of the Mishnah only holds Pirshu Lo Yalu. Mitzad Sheni, the Rambam says in Hilchas Psulei Hamikdashim Im Olu Yerdu, Zokta Keren Oira, that according to his Mahalach in Tosfos is there Gishmak, the Piskei HaRambam. Because Avada the Rambam, Paskins, like Tosfos learns, that the Tan of our Mishnah holds Pirshu Lo Yalu. But still the Rambam could say that Atzomis Vegidim Im Olu Yerdu, because that's talking about where they were Pirshu Lamata, like the Rambam says, that Bizman She'enon Mechubarim Im Olu Yerdu. It's mashma that they were already Einon Mechubarim before they went up. So if they went up, La'achar She'pirshu Lamata, they have a din of Im Alu Yerdu. Whereas in Rabbi Kiva Eger, on Daf Pei Dalid, you see that he brings down Rashi Shita, that our Mishnah holds that Afilu Im Alu Yerdu. And then he says, "Ukemayshe posakam kein harambam eper gimel alocha tezayin." You see that Rabbi Kiveger didn't understand the Rambam this way. Rabbi Kiveger must have learned that even though the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKavanah says in Pirshu Lo Yalu, he's just being matik the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah also said Pirshu Lo Yalu, but the Rambam in Hilchos Pesilei HaMikdashim explains that it also has a din of Imalu Yerdu, and he's learning like Rashi Shita. That would imply that Rabbi Kiveger did not neman like this chiddush of the Keren Ayra and the Chazon Ish, that according to Tosfos, there's a din that Pir Shulamata has a din of Alu Yerdu. Rather, Rabbi Kiveger learned that Tosfos means like the Shita Mekubetzes and Ois Aleph, that even Pir Shulamata has a din of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. And that's why, since the Rambam says that Atzamis v'gidim have a din of him olu yerdu, Rabbi Kiveger saw in the Rambam that it must be that he's paskening like Rashi Shita, that the Mishnah that says Pirshu lo yalu means also him olu yerdu, and the Mishnah is Rebbe. Next inyan. The Mishnah at the bottom of Hevavam at Aleph says, v'kulon shephaku me'al gabe ha-mizbeach lo yachsir. What's v'kulon going on? We could say that the Kulon is only going back on the last Mishnah, on Atzameis V'gidim, and on that we're saying that if they flew off the Mizbeach, lo yachzer, you don't put them back. However, Rashi says, a Chiddush, that the Kulon is going back also on the Psulim that we learned at the beginning of the Parak. Says Rashi, the Kulon, Bein Psulim, She'olu, Ditnan Bahen lo yerdu, it's going back on the psulim as well. So Taisvis in Divra Masal V'Kulon is bothered that how could you say that psulim have a din that if they're pakum al gabe mizbeach lo yachzir, but the Gemara said earlier on Ayin Heomid Beis Ulas Halacha that when you have a Meshilas Ha'er Afilu Im Yardu Yalu. So we hear these things that were paku me'al gabe mizbeach had a meshilas ha'er, so they have a din of im yardu yalu. How could you say lo yachzir? And even if you wouldn't say like Rashi's chiddush that we're going even on psulim, and you would say we're only going on atzameis v'gidim, like the mashmois of the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchus Ma'aseh Karbonis, that he brings the din of the kulon shepaku me'al mizbeach lo yachzir as a hemshich of Atzameis V'gidim. It's clear that he's learning that it's going on Atzameis V'gidim. But still, it's still shver according to the Lishna Basra on Ayin Heomid Beis that said that Atzameis V'gidim also have a din of that Meshilas Ha'arim Yardu Yalu. So how could our Mishnah say that V'kulon Shepoku Me'al Gabe Mzech Lo Yachzir? What happened to the din of Meshilas Ha'arim Yardu Yalu? So Tosis has three mahalchim. The first mahalach is that the paku of the Mishnah is la'achash and es'achlu k'tzas. It's talking about after they were already a little bit consumed. Dumyo de'evarim she'paku de'masnisin de'mukminon b'gemara b'shriri. Just like the hemshech of the Mishnah that says evarim she'paku me'al gabe ha'mizbeach, that the Mishnah's mechalik between kaidem chatzais yachzer, la'achar chatzais lo yachzer, and the Gemara says we're talking about shriri. We're talking about something that was already nis'achel. It already became hardened, machmas ha'esh, the whole moisture of the basar was evaporated because of the esh. So too, the paku of the resha of the Mishnah is also talking lachash and esach luktsas. Avul moshla b'em ha'er, but this that with Meshilas ha'er, there's a din of im yardu yalu, that's talking about moshla b'em ha'er purta v'loy nasa mitzvasan. That's talking about where there was only a Meshilas Ha'ar a little bit, so it wasn't Nasa Mitzvason yet, and therefore you put it back. That's Tosis' first Mahalach. Tosis' second Mahalach is that according to how Rashi teaches over here, lo yachzir, that it doesn't mean you're not allowed to put it back, but rather it means ein sarich lahachzir, you don't have to put it back. So then we can say that this, that Ula said on Pehei Amid Beis, that with Mishilas Ha'or, Eschala Din of Im Yardu Yalu, Ula just means Im Yirtze. If you want, you can put it back, but there's no chiyuv to put it back. Taisa says a gavaldik a chiddush that the din of Mishilas Orim Yardu Yalu, according to Rashi, just means that you have a right to put it back. When you have just kiddush mizbeach, the halacha is that kishem shem alu lo yardu kachem yardu lo yalu. It's usur to be mala something that just had a kiddush mizbeach and went off. You're not allowed to put it back on. Mashenkin, with Mishilas Orim, you have a recht, you have a right, a heter to put it back on. But avada, there's no chiyuv. And that's what our Mishnah means. Lo yachzir means ein sarich lahachzir. In the Rambam, it's mevur nishtazoi, because the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Mehilchas Psulei HaMukdoshin, Halacha Chesantes, says the Rambam, Mukshem shem olu lo yerdu, kachem yordu lo yalu, shniyo sharei psulin heim. V'mosh lo bem ho'er, afa pisha yordu yalu, shniyo v'yashlim haktoroson. The Rambam is mashma that it's a chiyuv. Yalu shniyo v'yashlim haktoros, and it's not just a rishus. Tosis has a third mahalach to differentiate between the din of the Mishnah that says that v'kulon shepokum el gabim zech lo yachzer, and the din of Ula that says that with Mishilas Or there's a din of im yardu yalu, that the Mishnah is talking about where it was pokum ealeyan. They flew off on their own. Masha'enkein, the din of Ula, where it was talking about where it was yardu, where he was hayridon, where he took them down. Zoktosis is a difference between if it happened by itself or if he took them down. If he took them down, that means be'etzem b'haktara was going on. And he went and did an artificial act of removing this thing that Be'etzem Itzhak Torah was going on, and he took it down. That's when there's the din of Yalu. But if it was Pakum Ealein on its own, the Haktorah ended, then there's a din of Lo Yachzir. Now, Rashi says that what's the case of Atzomais V'gidim over here? Zokt Rashi, V'kulon bein psulin sha'olu detan bahen lo yerdu bein Atzomais V'gidim she'helon mechuber v'ochlison ha'esh. Says Rashi, the case of Atzomais V'gidim is where he brought them up when they were still attached and the fire consumed them. Why was it necessary for Rashi to say that the case was that the Atzomais V'gidim were brought up b'mechubar? Why can't it be that he brought them up la'achar shepirshu and the fire consumed them? The Teretz is pashit that our Mishnah, according to Rashi, holds like Rebbe, that Atzomis V'gidim Shepirshu even have a din of Yerdu. They have a din that you take them down. And even with Mishilas Ha'or, there's two Lashaynis on Ayin Heomid Beis in Ula, whether Mishilas Ha'or helps on Atzomis V'gidim. So according to the first Lashon, that on Atzomis V'gidim, there's no halacha of Mishilas Ha'or helping, because the Lav V'nei Aktara Ninu. So we have something over here that has a din of Pirshu Yerdu. The Mishilas Ha'or doesn't help. So anyway, there was a halacha to be meirid these Atzomais V'gidim from the Mizbeach. So what's the chiddush that now that they were poikin, me'al gabei ha-mizbeach, oh, they flew off the Mizbeach, so now there's a halacha of lo yachzir. Of course, the halacha was l'chatchila, to take them down. What does it have to do? What's the chiddush that there's no din adurei paikin? Zokt Rashi, we're talking about a case where it was hell on mechuber. He brought them up in mechuber and they had a din of mechubarim yalu. They had a din haktara. And on that, the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that although they had a din haktara l'chatchila, they were being burnt in mechuber, but now that they were paikin from the mizbeach, lo yachzir. Now kipshutai, the Mishnah means that when they were paikin ba'ifin, that now they're pirshu. They're not mechubar anymore. Azay namton, the Zevach Toida, over here on Peivav and Meralf and Dira Maskav Alocha Kerebi, that Avada, if they would still be mechubar when they came off the Mizbeach, so just like the Iker Basar has a din to go back on the Mizbeach, Avada, you would bring them up, the Atzomis V'gidim, along with the Basar. The whole issue of the Mishnah is talking about that they were Pirshu. So there's no din to be machzer that samis v'gidim. But the Mikdash David in Simen Vav, in Dibra Maschalu v'yikulei, says a veltz chiddush that we're talking about, that even ba'ifin that they were paikin b'mchubarin, the halacha is that your chaylitz, you take off the gidim ba'atzamais from the basar, you put the basar back without the atzamais v'gidim. In the din of Adurei Paikin, wasn't nemar this din of mechubarin yalu. That halacha that we learn out from a pasuk, that atzamais v'gidim b'mechubarim have a din to be yalu, that's only in the ikar din haktara. Masha Enkein by Adurei Paikin, once they came off, there's no halacha anymore of Mechubarin Yalu, and your chaylitz, the Gidim Ba'atzamais, from the Basar, you put the Basar back without the Gidim Ba'atzamais. What's the Hezber in this halacha that there's no din of Mechubarin Yalu on Adurei Paikin? Zokta Mikdash, the Zokta Minchas Avram. On page Samach, Al Pi, the Chakira that we spoke about on Daf Pei Gimel, Yesh Lachgar in the din of Adurei Paikin. What's the pshat? Is the Torah saying, when it says, Ikulei Oila Ata Machzir, you put back the Ikulei Oila, is the pshat that the Torah is saying, to be mamshich, the free adika haktara, you would have had a hava mina that once the haktara ended, it flew after Mizbeach, so finished, you don't have to put it back. Zok the Torah, no, there's a din of Adurei Paikin, be mamshich, the original din haktara, continue that haktara. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, no, the original haktara is taka finished, it ended. The Torah is saying now there's a chayvas chazara mechudesh, there's a haktara mechudeshes of Adurei Paikin, a new din haktara. It's a new din haktara. It's not a hemshech of the friyadik din haktara. It's a new din haktara. L'chayra nafkamina would be, does it need new melach? If it's just a hemshech of the friyadika haktara, so you don't need new melach, but if it's a new din haktara, l'chayra, it should need new melach. It's a new din haktara. So we said over there on Daf Pei Gimel that this was a machloikis between the Briskerov and the Mikdash David. The Briskerov names on that it's a chayvas chazara mechudish, it's a naya din haktara, and whereas the Mikdash David at the end of Simim Vav says, for a davar pashtet, that it's a hemshech of the original haktara. Zokta Minchas Avram, if we nem on like the tzad of the Briskerov, then we could understand this vart that the Mikdash David is saying that there's no din of mechubarim yalu by Adurei Paikin. We could understand that very well, because since the din of Adurei Paikin is a new din haktara, so we can say that when did the Torah say the din of mechubarim yalu? That's in the regular din haktara. But in this new din haktara of Adurei Paikin, this chayvas chazara mechudesh, on that wasn't nemar, this chiddush of mechubarim yalu. But of course, in the Mikdash David himself, this hesber won't work, because the Mikdash David holds that it's a hemshech of the original din haktara. So take a look over there in the Minchas Avram, he has another mahalach to explain this halacha of the Mikdash David, why by Adurei Paikin there's no din of mechubarim yalu, and that your chaylitz, the gidim batzama, is from the basa. May inyan leinyan ba'isai inyan. Rashi shita is that there's no din Adurei Paikin by psulin. However, the Rambam, as we mentioned in Perek Vav Mehilchos Maisa Karbonis, only brings this, that there's no din Adurei Paikin by gidim batzama. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Psulam Gdash Malacha Yud says that the Rambam holds that by psulin there is a din Adurei Paikin. Karen Eira says the same thing, that since the Rambam only mentions the din of the Mishnah by Atzamais, the Rambam holds that by psulin there is a din of Adurei Paikin. The Karen Eira asks on Rashi that mehechetesi that by psulin there shouldn't be a din of Adurei Paikin. The pasuk is only memait ikule gidin ba'atzamais. We have a drasha that says vasisa so, since they had a Meshilas Ha'or, and the din is that afilu im yordu yalu, so why shouldn't there be a din of Adurei Paikin? So the Minchas Avram on page Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, wants to be Meyashiv, Lefida Yisoy, that we just mentioned from the Briskerov, that Adurei Poikin is a Chayvas Chazora Mechudesh, it's a Haktara Mechudeshes. It's not the pshat that it's just a hemshich of that Friya Dika Din Haktara, but rather the original Haktara ended. The Torah is saying there's a new Din Haktara of Adurei Poikin. So, Oibazah, you can say that that Chiddush of Adurei Poikin was only said on a Haktara Kshera, which is the Iker Haktaras HaKorban. On that was Nischadish Adin, that by Poikin there's a Din Chazara. But by Psulin, just like we find that by Gidin Ba'atzomai, since it's not the Iker Din Haktara of the Korban, it wasn't Nischadish by them a Din of Adurei Poikin, so too by Haktaras Psulin, Loi Matsinu, that it was Nischadish the Din of Adurei Poikin. Since it's a Din Mechudish, you can say that that was only said on Haktaras Ksherim. Just like the Briskerov said that in the Sifri and Parshas Re'eh, in Pisco Mem Tes in the Malbim, the Sifri makes a drasha that just like by Oila, if it's Paku Eivarim El Gabe Amizbeach Machziram Lamaracha, so too the Tmura of an Oila also has the halacha that if it's Paku Eivarim El Gabe Amizbeach Machziram Lamaracha. Now, if you're going to say that the Din of Adurei Poikin is just that the Torah was Megala, that the Haktara was not Nigmar yet, even though it came off, so what do you need a special Pasuk by Tmura? Al-Karchach, it's a Chayves Chazara Mechudish of Adurei Poikin. And therefore, even though the Oila itself has that Din, but maybe the Tmura doesn't. So by Psulin, since this is not the regular Din, Haktara of the Karban, according to the Briskerov, the Haktara of Psulin is a whole new Din Haktara of Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. Even according to the Tzad that we mentioned on Daf Pei Gimel, that it's a Haktara in the Karban, like we proved from the Mari Alfandri, that says that the Din of Im Olu LaYerdu is Deiche Shabbos, it has the Din of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So if you'd have the Evarim of the Tamid that were nifsalu and have a din of imolu layerdu, you burn them on Shabbos. But still, it's not the ikar din haktar of the carbon. It's some sort of haktar in carbon, but it's not the haktara ksheira of carbon. So on that, you can say that since Adurei Poikin is a chayvas chazara mechudesh, it's a haktara mechudesh, it's not just the Torah being megala to us that the haktara wasn't nigmar yet. No. It's a new Din Haktara, so we can say that that Din Haktara was not said on the Haktara of Psulin. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Eivarim shepaku me'al gabi ha-mizbeach, koidem chatzais yachzir u'mayalin bohem, lachar chatzais lo yachzir ve'ein mayalin bohem. And the Gemara is bothered, heichi dami. If we're talking about that, there's still mamoshes there, so then even lachar chatzais also, why didn't you put it back? And if there's no mamoshes there, then even before chatzais also, you should not have to put it back. And the Gemara answers, loitzricha bishriri, we're talking about shriri, zokdrashi kashin sheniskashu machmaso eish, sheshalto bikulan v'nisrifu ela shaloi nasu pecham, elo ke'etzim yaveshim hei mitoicham. The outside, the outer part of the basar is still intact, but the innards, the inside is totally dried up. It's ke'etzim yaveshim hei mitoicham, but it didn't become charcoal. So by this middle madrega, on that, Rav learns out from a pasuk that on mitzad echad it says kol alayla v'hikter, mitzad sheni it says kol alayla v'herim. So we say chalkeyu chetzei la'aktara v'chetzei la'arama. So Rashi, chetzei la'aktara doloi havi iko li lavdesh en mamishu v'chetzei la'arama. Afilu kashin shebahen ruyin la'arama ukruyin deshen umiu basar mamish leka l'meymar demikri deshen. So we have a drasha that tells us to divide the night in half. The first half of the night, the shriri is still considered, it's not considered deshen, you still have a din to burn it. But in the second half of the night, from chatzais ve'eloch, shriri has a din deshen. And zokdrashi, they're ruyin laharoma. Not only you don't burn them anymore, if they fell off the mizbeach, they flew off the mizbeach, there's a din layach, so you don't put them back. But Rashi holds they even have a din deshen that they're roi laharama. Taisvis argues on Rashi and says, no, you can't say that that shriri are royal harama lav deshen ninu. It just means that they're not roy for haktara anymore, but not that they have mamish adin deshen, that they're roy laharama. Tosfos at the end says, umikol makom yesh li yashiv kepeir shakuntris, de chetzei laharama hainu afilu bishriri, ule inyin zeh shaharama sadeshen matiron laosvam letapuach. Says Taisvis Alderach Rashi that Chetzei Laharama is going on Shriri Le'inyin, that the Trumas Hadeshen is matir them now to be taken to the Tapuach. After they did Trumas Hadeshen, then they took the Efer off the Marocha and gathered it onto the side of the Mizbeach. They made a Tapuach Kamin Koiva, and now the Trumas Hadeshen is Mater Di Shriri now to be Nesaf to the Tapuach. The Trumas Hadeshen Tuzayif that Im Yirtze Ya'asrim LeTapuach Kedei LoHitziyo Michutz LaMachne. If you want, you can leave them B'Mokim HaMarocha to finish off their Mitzvah Saktara, that now that they will eventually themselves be Roy for Trumas Hadeshen. But if you want, you can be Ma'asif them to the Tapuach to be Maitzi them Michutz LaMachne. Zokta Minchas Avram on page Samach Tes, that from this Tosfos we have a raya to the famous Chakira of the Mishnah of the Mikdash David in Simon Lamed Beis Ois Beis. He declares in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen that there's a mitzvah of Haramas Hadeshen Mechol Yoim. Rashi says by us that it's a Maloi Machta in Shir. Rabbi Avram Yeshua asked that where does Rashi get the Shir Moloi Machto from? The Gemara Yumach of Dalet Amad Aleph says that the Shir is a Moloi Kaimitz. But this amount that you take off for Trumas HaDeshen, is that just a mitzvah that's done in that Deshen itself that you took off? Or is it a Truma? It's a Trumas HaDeshen, Kishmoy Kein Hu, that it's an Avoida that's Nasis in the whole Deshen. You're meirim this Meloi Machto, this Meloi Koim, it's from the Deshen, but it's Avoida Tutzach in the whole Deshen, similar to the concept of a Kmitza, just like when you're Koimitz from a Mincha, that Koimitz is an Avoida in the Ganze Mincha, you did a Kmitza in the Mincha, so too, Trumas HaDeshen is Avoida in all the Deshen. A Nafgamina would be Legabe, the Kasha, that Tosfos asks, in Yumach of Zayin Amar Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil Ika, that Tosis wants to know that why is Trumas HaDeshen considered an Avodah Tama? The Gemara says in Yumach of Dalet Amar Aleph that a Zar is only Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim if he does an Avodah Tama. An Avodah She'ein Achareha Avodah. But if it's an avodah sheyesh achreha avodah, for example, Kabbalah or Halacha, on that, the Zohar is not chayiv misa. Trumas HaDeshen is considered an avodah tama. Fractatious, why? After Trumas HaDeshen, there's still a mitzvah of Haitzoas HaDeshen to Chutz LaMachane. So why is Trumas HaDeshen considered an avodah tama? And for Tosfos, since Haitzoas HaDeshen is not a mitzvah b'chol yoim, whereas Trumas HaDeshen is a mitzvah every day, so Trumas HaDeshen is considered an Avodah Tama. The Tosfos Yeshanim, on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil Ve'ema, says a different teretz, that since the Trumas HaDeshen is done in that Meloi Machta, that Meloi Kaimitz that you took off, the Haitzoas HaDeshen is done in the rest of the Deshen. So, Trumas HaDeshen is an Avodah Tama, because in that Deshen that you took off, you're not doing any Haitzoas HaDeshen on that. The Haitzoas HaDeshen is done in something else. So the Trumas HaDeshen is an Avodah Tama. But Tosfos didn't answer like that. Tosfos answered because it's not an Avodah B'chol Yoyim. Why didn't Tosfos like the Tosfos Yeshanim's Teretz? Zokta Mikdash David, because the Tosfos Yeshanim is naming on that the Trumas HaDeshen is an Avodah that's only done in that Deshen itself. So he says, good, so in that deshen, it's an avodah tama. But Tosis holds no, the Trumas HaDeshen is an avodah that's nasis in the whole deshen. Frek Tosis, so in the general deshen, there's a din of Aitzoas HaDeshen also. So why is Trumas HaDeshen considered an avodah tama? There's still an avodah that's nasis in the deshen. Zok Tosis, since Aitzoas HaDeshen is not an avodah b'chol yoyim, so Trumas HaDeshen is considered avodah tama. Zokta Mikdash David, that he has a raya from the Yushalmi, that it's an avoida that's nasis in the whole deshen. Because the Yushalmi in Yuma, Perak Beis, Halacha Aleph, is medame chumas adeshen to kmitza. So just like kmitza is not only avoida in the kaimitz, it's an avoida in the whole mincha, so too chumas adeshen is an avoida in the whole deshen. Zokta Minchas Avram, from this musig that Tosis is saying, that the Trumas HaDeshen is matir the Shriri, it's matir you now to be ma'asif them to the Tapuach, that now you don't have to continue their Haktara anymore. You're allowed to be ma'asif them to the Tapuach. You see clearly in Tosis that the Trumas HaDeshen is something that affects the rest of the Deshen. It's shafs a din in the shriri that now you have a right to be ma'asif them to the tapuach. If you would say that the trumas hadeshen is avoda v'stutzach nor in the deshen alein, what does it have to do with the shriri? Al karchach state in Tosis like that sad that it taka affects, it does something in the rest of the deshen. So Zok Tosis, it could tuif in the shriri a din that now you could be ma'asif that shriri to the tapuach.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.